And the thing she would use to boil water on the stove?
Boiler.
Okay. Would she ever use anything like a tea, would she ever use anything like a...
Tea kettle?
Yeah.
We always had a tea kettle.
Okay. And the thing she would have used to fry up bacon or...
Skillet.
Okay.
Mostly an iron skillet.
Okay. Would she have ever called it a frying pan?
Yes. Seemed like the frying pans were tin, the thinner, so, and the skillets were the heavy iron ones.
Okay. How was the house lighted? How did you get lighted?
We had coal oil lamps. In later times, we had a gas lamp or two.
Okay. Coal oil...
In fact, this is one of them right here that we had. This was a coal oil light that came from my mother's home.
My goodness. Coal oil is another word for coal oil?
Kerosene.
Okay, so it was a kerosene lamp. Mm-hmm. Did people ever use any other kind of lamps? Do you remember in this area, were there any other kind of lamps that were used?
A lot of the ranches had carbide lights. None of my folks ever had any, and I didn't know anything about them at that time.
Probably miners would have used those a lot, too, I guess, wouldn't they?
It was a carbide system that the ranches had. And we've
they had a general system that had a main tank that was buried out in the yard and piped into the house. Mm. And they even had carbide irons to iron with.
My goodness.
And little carbide two-hole burners for temporary cooking, and the light.
Mm. My goodness. They're really ingenious, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
Yeah. I was wondering if you'd have a name for a bed that's not up on a frame but made up on the floor.
Well, some of them called it a pallet.
Okay, great.
We always just said sleeping on the floor. If we had too many people come, we kids had a bed on the floor, and we just said we're going to sleep on the floor tonight.
What do you know if you're working out on the ranch, if your folks would have had a name for a big rough blanket that might have been used on a bed or for heavy bedding? I was wondering if you'd ever heard the word sugan, S-U-G-A-N.
Never have. Okay. Have you ever heard that word?
Not a word you're familiar with. Okay.
No.
That's great. It's a word we've.
You found that some places.
Just trying to see if. If you'd heard of it.
I never had.
Okay. So you've learned something
new. That's further south.
Yeah.
It is. And also north. It up in Wyoming.
Is it?
Yeah. You get it with some of the ranchers up in Wyoming.
Hmm. Yeah, that's we're gonna learn something too from this.
I bet it came from the south.
It's an Indian word, I think. I think it's an Indian word. I'm not certain. We're still
It's S-U-G-A-N?
Yes.
I've seen the word, but I never knew what it was.
I don't think I've ever seen it, even.
The thing that you screw into a socket.
Light bulb.
Okay. And this thing up here is the thing you watch in the evening.
Television.
Okay. Now, would your mother have worn anything in the kitchen?
Oh, apron, always.
Always. Okay. Would she have ever had another word for it? Or is that basically what she called it?
It was just aprons. Some of them were bib aprons, and some of them were waist aprons that just tied around middle.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you some about the clothing that the ranchers would have worn when they were out working. If you can just tell me about what kinds of things they would have worn.
My dad just always wore overalls.
Okay.
And he wore a leather cuff that protected his sleeves. And that was pretty popular in early days. Practically all the ranchers had leather cuffs that they put on when they went out. It evidently protected the sleeves of their shirts.
What were their shirts made out of?
Cambric and chambray.
Okay. Denim, or those types of denim?
They were a heavy cloth, but not quite as heavy as denim.
Okay.
A lot of the men wore denim jackets. My dad didn't.
Okay.
A lot of them wore leather jackets and
Scotch caps
in the winter.